Well, just to give you the lay of the land, I'll say a few words of thanks. Then we'll have the first part of the ceremony, then the homily. You're not going to miss out on a homily. And then after that, the second part of the ceremony itself. So first of all, a few words of thanks. I'm always certainly very grateful and blessed to be with my brother deacons and my brother priests. Let's give our clergy a nice round of applause. We have a visitor to our diocese. Father Jean-Claude is a Cistercian monk who is visiting in the area, so he asked if he could concelebrate, and I said, we would be honored, so it's good to have him here with us as well. All the Ahrens' family members, if you'd all stand up, all the family members, Father Tyler's family members, stand up so we can welcome you. Let's welcome them. Now, I want you to keep an eye on this guy, all right? You let me know if there's things that go wrong. All righty. Thanks very much as well to my servers, to the musicians, to all the staff and personnel here at the parish. I appreciate it very, very much. I was mentioning before Mass to some of the guys here that, you know, I always used to tease Father Kogut that he was the pastor of hell. Or sometimes I would say the pastor from hell, but I can't very well use that same kind of words with Father Tyler. That just won't work. It's not the same thing. So there we go. See, change is a good thing, right? Change is a good thing. Father Tyler, if you'd stand, please. My dear friends, because I am aware of your pastoral needs and I'm confident of his qualifications for the office of pastor, I now commend Father Tyler Ahrens to you as your new pastor. What say you? Now you get the homily. I don't know about you, but I receive a lot of begging letters in the mail. I give most of these letters hardly any more attention than to notice where they're from, and then they get tossed in the wastebasket. Today's first reading from the prophet Amos touches my conscience and calls me to question my hasty decision to ignore these pleas. Amos is challenging the behavior of many people of his time, people who accept as normal the business and commercial standards of their day. First of all, for them, these business ventures are primary. When will the new moon be over, they ask, that we may sell our grain? And when will the Sabbath be over, that we may display our wheat? They simply want to make more money, more than they want to honor God on the Sabbath. Secondly, and more importantly, these businessmen wanted to cheat on their measuring of the goods they sold, and they wanted to trade in the cheapening of human life. Amos was telling them that their values and their priorities were all screwed up. Now, the fifth commandment states, "Thou shalt not kill." This commandment is really the source of Amos's teaching. For at the root of the commandment is the principle that all human life is sacred. Human life is not just nice or a good thing or valuable. It is sacred. This means that human life has a special relationship to God, who is the sacred one. The connection is this: God, who is sacred, created human life and set himself as the goal of human life. Therefore, God alone can be the master of human life from its beginning to its end. Now, the scriptures do recognize that this command about not taking life does allow for legitimate self-defense. That is why the command to Moses was expressed this way by God: "Do not slay the innocent and the righteous." No one under any circumstances whatsoever can ever deliberately or directly take the life of an innocent human being. Anyone who does this or helps someone do this commits a mortal sin that cries out to heaven for justice, as when Cain took his brother Abel's life. Now this all seems pretty clear to us. And this is why abortion is considered the most heinous of violations of the sacredness of human life, because it is the deliberate taking of innocent life. No Catholic who supports abortion is in the grace of God's love and thus should not receive the sacrament of that love, the Eucharist, period. But in addition, the fifth commandment forbids us from doing something with the intention of indirectly bringing about the death of someone who is innocent. And thus, we cannot expose someone to life-threatening dangers, and we cannot stand by and refuse to help someone who is in such dangers, unless our own life would be thereby threatened. This also means that we should work to change laws and hearts which threaten life. But there are other applications of this principle of indirect involvement in bringing about death. This is where Amos's teaching may apply to me and to all of us. If we as members of the human family just simply accept that famine happens, or that upheavals and disasters and injustices are just part of life, without making some attempt to remedy them, with the means, of course, that are available to us, then we are guilty of an offense against the sanctity of human life. And if we further a system which, due to its greed or demanding economic policies, leads to the hunger and death of fellow human beings, then we are guilty of indirectly taking their life. As Amos said to the people of Israel in his day, God cries out, "Never will I forget a thing they have done." Amos was not mincing words here. He was serious in proclaiming the truth about God's creation of humanity, about all our brothers and sisters. Next time, I must do something, no matter how small or great, before I choose to ignore the cries of the poor. At least, I should say a prayer for those behind those begging letters before I let go of that envelope. If I don't hear their cry, God surely will. God bless you all. Now, Father Tyler, if you'll stand forward. At this point, I invite all the members of the parish staff to come forward here. If you'll all come forward, all the parish staff. Form a line. All right. First of all, many thanks to all of you for the contribution you make to the life of this parish. I personally appreciate that a great deal. Let's give them a nice round of applause. Tyler, my brother, these members of the parish staff will assist you in the pastoral care of the people of this parish. Share this ministry in a spirit of mutual trust, common prayer, and genuine concern. Go down and greet them, please. In case you don't know who they are.
I do. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. I mentioned to him before Mass that Germans, like himself, they don't hug. We French hug. Thank you very much. Now, if the members of the, you may go back to your seats. Now, the members of the Parish Finance Council and the Parish Pastoral Council. Anyone coming up forward? Councils? Council members? Anyone here?
There's going to be those three.
There's just one of you?
And the deacons.
Oh, and the deacons. Can you come forward or no? I see you got. Why don't you go stand by him then, deacons? Okay. Father Arns, these are members of your Finance Council and Parish Council. These are the hands that will assist you and the voice that will give you counsel as you minister to this parish. Always be attentive to the needs they express.
My friends, I pledge to seek your counsel, guidance, and advice in the spiritual and temporal care of my pastorate.
Would you go down and greet them? Again, in case you don't know who they are. Now, if you'll stand behind the altar, Father. My dear brother, in the presence of the people whom you are about to receive into your care, I ask you to renew the promises you made at your ordination. And so, are you resolved, with the help of the Holy Spirit, you will discharge without fail the office of priesthood and be a worthy fellow worker of the order of bishops in caring for the Lord's flock?
I am.
And are you resolved to exercise the ministry of the word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith?
I am.
And are you resolved to continue to celebrate faithfully and reverently, in accord with the Church's tradition, the mysteries of Christ, especially the sacrifice of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation for the glory of God and the sanctification of the Christian people?
I am.
And are you resolved to implore with us God's mercy upon the people entrusted to your care by observing the command to pray without ceasing?
I am.
And are you resolved to be united more closely every day to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as pure sacrifice, and with him to consecrate yourself to God for the salvation of all?
I am, with the help of God.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Will everyone please stand? And I will motion at a certain point for you to be seated. Remember, my brother Tyler, always be a loving father, a gentle shepherd, and a wise teacher of your people, so that you may lead them to Christ, who will strengthen all that you do. And now, as a teacher of that faith, I ask you to lead your people in the profession of their faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You'll finish on the sheet there.
I also believe everything contained in God's word, written or handed down in tradition and proposed by the church, whether in solemn judgment or an ordinary and universal magisterium, as divinely revealed and calling. I also firmly accept and hold each and everything that is proposed by the Church definitively regarding teaching on faith and morals. Moreover, I adhere with religious submission of will and intellect to the teachings which either the Roman Pontiff or the College of Bishops enunciate when they exercise the authentic magisterium, even if they proclaim those teachings in an act that is not.
On the next sheet, you will find the oath.
I, Reverend Tyler Arntzen, assuming the office of pastor, promise that both in my words and in my conduct,
I shall always preserve communion with the Catholic Church. I shall carry out with the greatest care and fidelity the duties incumbent on me toward both the universal church and the particular church in which, according to the provision of the law, I have been called to exercise my service. In fulfilling the charge entrusted to me in the name of the church, I shall hold fast to the deposit of faith in its entirety. I shall faithfully hand it on and explain it, and I shall avoid any teachings opposed to that faith. I shall follow and foster the common discipline of the whole church, and I shall observe all ecclesiastical laws, especially those which are contained in the Code of Canon Law. In Christian obedience, I shall unite myself with what is declared by the bishops as authentic doctors and teachers of the faith, or established by them as those responsible for the governance of the church. I shall faithfully assist the diocesan bishops in order that the apostolic activity exercised in the name and by mandate of the church may be carried out in the communion of the same church. So help me God in God's holy gospels on which I place my hand. Jeez, it's like signing a mortgage.
And now I have to do this. Congratulations.
Thank you.